It's my honor to bring our call to worship this morning, and I have chosen Psalm 95. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, a king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the God our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, am I excited when I read that he is the rock of our salvation. And it's Thanksgiving time, but it should always be Thanksgiving time, for we should always be thanking him. We cannot outthank him for what he's done for us. Well, you know, we read here that we are the sheep of his pasture. And oh, that makes me glad. And I go on to read that it says, and the sheep of his hand. You know, I've been convinced for a long, long time the sheep of his hand are his pet sheep. We're all his pet sheep. He doesn't have any sheep that aren't pet sheep. He knew us in eternity past. He loved us in eternity past. In eternity past, it was his plan to come and be our Redeemer. It was his plan to come and share the, take on the what was due us. So, we're being the sheep of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that's thrilling. The Lord, you know, if you'd have talked to the Lord before he ever created, he could have told you that Joel Hale, he's going to be born on July the 16th, 1936. He knew me. He loved me back then. He made me a pet sheep. He made me a pet sheep. My, I cannot give enough thanksgiving for him and for what he's done for me. And I guess y'all have to put your own me in there. Well, I have a whole bunch of things to say. I'm not organized, and I'm a little bit nervous and a little bit scared. I would like to go to Ephesians 1:18, I think it is. Paul is praying for us. That's 2,000 years ago, but he still prayed for us. That the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know the hope of his calling. Now, I know some translations of the Bible don't have the hope of his calling. It has what our hope of our calling is. But my King James has in it the what is the hope of his calling. You know, some 55 or 60 years ago, I wrote in my Bible the hope of his calling. For the hope of his calling is found in Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. Oh my, that is the hope of his calling. He came to be lost is if you're lost, that's great, because he's going to find you. Satan comes armed with cruel hate. My Lord comes with irresistible grace.